Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. It's the 25th day of February 2009 for this Wednesday edition of the Global Transmission. Coming up, we have State Senator Randy Brogdon from Oklahoma to talk about the state's rights move, continuing the drumbeat of awakening the states to the peril of world government and the enslavement system that is being set up all around us, and the constitutional right and duty of the states to rebel against this and to put the criminal federal government back in line and prosecute the foreign banker agents that have hijacked the nation. So Senator Randy Brogdon joining us coming up. And then we have F. William Engdahl coming on to talk about a host of issues, what's happening on the geopolitical front. That is always informative. And also look at the economy with F. William Engdahl. So that is always very, very informative. In the meantime, we're going to open the phones up yet again at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. In the meantime, we will go over the latest developments with the address of Congress. I guess he doesn't want to wait months until the scheduled ancestral, ceremonial, ancient rite of the State of the Union. This was an address of Congress, but the public can't tell the difference. And it was interesting watching all of those Congress critters, as some call them, and criminals, almost all of them, hardcore criminals, a large portion of them, those certainly in power, hardcore criminals, the committee chairman and others, predominantly. There they were, just a 10-minute standing ovation, just clapping and clapping and worshiping and kneeling and bowing like some primitive ritual to the war chief, and it really was a celebration of their robbery. I mean, when they signed the banker bailout bills, when they signed the stimulus bill, I've got video clips of Barney Frank. I'm probably putting it in the Obama deception. We're finishing the mastering in the next couple days. But I ought to pull this clip and play it on air, and they're laughing, they're celebrating. Nancy Pelosi is celebrating, laughing, they're giggling. It's so funny to steal all this money. He comes over and he says, "This is a solemn occasion. Stop it. They see you laughing." Then they all put fake long faces on. Oh, we're so concerned. It's terrible. Did you hear Obama say you need to all attend college? That's code word for you all need to be in national compulsory service, because that's all the colleges are going to be turned into. There won't be any real jobs for your college diploma other than jackbooting and surveilling your neighbors. I mean, that really is the new economy. They're converting it over to that. It's just amazing. And you heard him, the global carbon tax. But it's free market, just like nationalizing the banks. And it's free market, just like bailing out the foreign banks. It's free market, just like Joseph Stalin was. But you can tell, I'm looking at Obama, and I can tell you right now, most polls show him down by 15 points already in a month and 3 days. And I was looking into him and looking into his eyes, kind of like Bush looked into Putin's and saw a fellow kinsman. Well, I looked into Obama's eyes, and I can tell he knows they're going to have to carry out some terror attacks to get folks in line. He knows, like a balloon being lanced, that their agenda is stalling dead in the mud.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can we sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's very simple. Barack Obama is the globalist pitchman for setting up the final phase of world government. Bankrupt the planet. He poses as the president of the planet. Everybody smiles back at his smiling face, and they stick the knife right in your gut. And they get their carbon taxes through to regulate every facet of your life, control every facet of your life, squeeze all small and medium-sized businesses out of existence. That is the stated goal of carbon taxes. And they will be paid to the exploding local federal international government bureaucracy that's mushrooming everywhere. And their answer to the border imploding will be to just set up a North American Union, as the SPP document states, Security and Prosperity Partnership. Their answer to all the crises they create is giving them more power. But Obama is going ahead with carbon taxes. Now, there's a tactic they use. I'm going to break down some of his speech. There's a tactic they use over and over and over again. They go off a playbook. It's just Obama executes it a lot better than Bush because, frankly, Bush was lazy. I mean, Obama sometimes gives 10, 15 speeches a day as president. He's constantly running around pitching and selling and, you know, flying back and forth across the country because they've got to get this agenda through now. There's a tactic they use. They will have all these states, Texas, Oregon, California, New York, I mean, just all of them, under federal funding and guidelines, have already started putting satellite tracker boxes in thousands of cars per state. 800 and something Austinites are being paid to put the government satellite tracker boxes in through a, quote, beta test. And they admit it is to put it in statewide. And then they have the head of transportation department come out and say, yeah, we're going to move in the next 2 years, by 2011, to have all cars in the U.S. fitted with these satellite boxes. They don't call them tracker boxes. That's what they are. To tax you by the mile on all roads. And the federal proposals, the Texas proposal stated that we're talking about hundreds of dollars just to travel across the state. Upwards of $6+ a mile during peak times. And those big road signs you see everywhere, they'll be advising you, oh, you shouldn't be on the road right now. You're going to be charged for a congestion fee. You're always telling you it's your fault. This is why this is happening to you. Paying over and over and over again for roads you already paid for. So the tactic is they let opposition build all of this, the satellite boxes, and then Obama comes out last Friday and says, we're not going to do this. And then all of the grassroots movement's building just collapse. Oh, everything's fine. Oh, they're not doing it now. And then we have to, as they move forward with the plan, putting the system in, and as the government pushes major companies in China and other places to build the boxes by the tens of millions, as they build up the infrastructure, we then have to go out and say, no, they really are going to do this. See, I warned you 12, 13 years ago about this from federal plans, and they would just say conspiracy theory doesn't exist. Now they're pushing it, setting it up, doing it, and then when you mount opposition, they say, oh, we're not doing that. It's the same thing with the methane tax on geese, chicken, pigs, cows. The EPA is moving ahead with it. States are moving ahead with it. They will beta test it in immunized, federally, internationally controlled cities that have signed agreements so that they'll get bond loans. That's how the bankers take control of your local area, not just your entire nation or state. And so they're coming in there, moving ahead with the flatulence tax. Canada now has flatulent taxes. Europe has flatulent taxes in many countries. They are now proposing in Europe a human flatulence tax. See, the New York Times even stated it in the headline a year ago, a tax to breathe, but then went on to say it was good. But not just breathing, you know, gases are going both ways here. So there's going to be per body weight and per height, you will be taxed. For the flatulence, you will also be taxed an extra tax on sewage treatment for global warming because of methane off-gassing from the sewage plants. I'm not kidding. You can Google this and read thousands of articles and government documents. I was doing research for the end of the film, the Obama deception, a few days ago, just going back over all the taxes, and we couldn't list them all. It's more than 100. It's everything. Everything. Everything is carbon-based. This is a carbon-based planet. We're a carbon-based life form. It's not just taxing the carbon cycle. It's taxing everything. Now, they're moving ahead with the flatulence tax on animals and then on humans. And that's not me making a joke. You can Google flatulence tax. You can Google flatulence tax on humans and read the UN reports. Now, this builds to crescendo, and then the New York Times goes, you know, farmers are panicking like crazy. They don't like it, but it's been canceled. And then you read the article, and it's not canceled. So the opposition builds, and in the past they would just say, it doesn't exist. Here's your tax bill. It doesn't exist. And the citizens would say, does not exist, does not exist, does not exist. Now people are going, I'm not going along with this. They say, okay, we're not going to do it. Then you read the next paragraph until next year. Take the one leg of the NAFTA superhighway, the one that got publicized because we've been fighting it. There's 34 of them going in all over the nation. Under the executive order, they hand the roads over to foreign companies, predominantly Spanish, Australian, British, and others. They just give it to them. It's all part of IMF and World Bank deals. They're seizing the infrastructure. The globalists say, we'll keep giving the U.S. loans for the U.S. to have the right to print its own money. That's how the little fraud works. But you have to accept these 100-plus point plan we have. The IMF World Bank stipulations for countries in receivership. Receivership they designed. They just, with a stroke of a pen, create all the money to buy the world. As the founding fathers told you, as British lords told you, as the former head of the World Bank told you, as the former head of the Bank of England has said, it's the same system over and over again. And so now that we were fighting it here in Texas, they're building it. I mean, they're building these roads and seizing existing roads and have billboards up saying Trans-Texas Corridor. And then the state's own website admits it's part of the NAFTA Superhighway Corridor system, and all the SPP documents say it. And they just have CNN come on TV and Fox and say it doesn't exist. We're insane. Well, that didn't work because Texans and Oklahomans and others saw the corridor signs and the toll road signs in Florida and New Jersey. And so they said, okay, we're canceling the Trans-Texas Corridor. Just Google Trans-Texas Corridor canceled. Then you read the second paragraph, and it says, oh, we're still doing the whole thing. We're just renaming it and breaking it down into subsections. Then they have neocons write news articles about me going, Alex, where's the NAFTA highways? Where are they being built? Why don't you show us? Again, just people wanting to be deceived, wanting to be lied to. So this is the tactic they carry out over and over again. It's like Obama saying, yeah, we're going to close Guantanamo Bay. Then you read the executive order. It says we're going to look at it in the next year, but we're going to continue rendition, secret arrest, and secret camps. And then now they've announced, yeah, you have no Geneva rights, no nothing. You can be secretly held, harsh interrogation. They just redefine torture. And now the human rights lawyers for Guantanamo Bay, Bagram Air Base, and others, it's in Reuters, AP, everywhere, are saying they, as soon as he was sworn in, the torture went into full scale like no one has ever seen. Just savage torture. Absolutely, man. They're building death camps everywhere. They are going hog wild. They're building them for us right here. Publicly being built, publicly being sold. And the Obama people, I mean, they are literally on cloud nine. They are just walking around like they've just seen a apparition of an angel. They are just, oh my gosh, everything's wonderful. Oh, this is so beautiful. This is so incredible. I'm going to play a video coming up later when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv, and listeners will hear the audio. Just it just shows all these Hollywood people and folks. They're just going, I'm walking on clouds. It's like I'm in heaven. I just can't believe it. And you try to tell them, hey, he's torturing. He's actually expanding it. And they say, shut up, Nazi. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe how you're just so evil. Here it is. Guantanamo abuses has worsened since Obama, Reuters. Abuse of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay has worsened sharply since Barack Obama took office, as prison guards get their kicks in before the camp is closed. Look how they spin that. Because the lawyers are saying, man, this is getting a lot worse. And then they're not getting their kicks. It's back to business as usual. According to a lawyer who represents detainees, abuse began to pick up in December after Obama was elected. Human rights lawyer Ahmed Gapur told Reuters he cited beatings and dislocation of limbs, spraying a pepper spray into closed cells, applying pepper spray to toilet seats, and over-force-feeding detainees who were on hunger strike. And that's a favorite form. They torture the Falun Gong like that in China. Let us run this tube down your throat. We're going to put 2 gallons of water in your stomach. It's for your own good. The Pentagon said on Monday that it had received renewed reports of prisoner abuse during a recent review of conditions at Guantanamo. All right. Then it says, but they found that it's being done in concordance with the Geneva Convention. Well, what do you mean? It was in AP and Reuters 3 days ago that Obama said, headline, Obama backs Bush on no rights for detainees. Read it and weep, you Obama cult members.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out
and gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com
or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Our taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls right now because I've been promising to take a lot of calls. I know you want to respond to the president's address to Congress. And I heard the media last week saying the president's State of the Union, and I went, doesn't State of the Union come up later in the year? And I looked it up last night, and sure enough, it was just an address to Congress. They're trying to sell the public on the carbon taxes, on the socialism, on how much government loves you. And the good news is, if we can stop the bankers from setting up this Bank of the World, or even if they set it up, we can stop them from taking control of the U.S., this will stall their whole agenda. And then NAFTA and GATT is in trouble. Every time they have a referendum, they would never let anybody vote in Europe. to get into the European Union. They said it didn't exist until they actually had it set up. It was the same thing they're doing here. Same tactic, but there is a European Union, though people have emailed me saying I'm lying. It doesn't exist either. I mean, this is delusion. You have a nation and a world of cult members to the government and the media and the television set who just are incredible. And as long as they can find fellow members of their cult to second that we're wrong, it's like 8% of the country in polls thinks that the government didn't kill Kennedy. And then they tell 92% of us that we're the kooks, that we all wear tinfoil hats. No, it's you that are kooks. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. It's just that Ireland said no to joining the European Union. They were going to expand European Union control to where the nations had no sovereignty left a few years ago, and every country where they allowed a vote said no. Because the people for a decade have been saying, we want to vote, we want to vote. And they had the 50th anniversary of the European Union. Oh, I thought it started in 2000. See, they kept it secret. Really set up in 1957 under the Treaty of Rome. And they had parades all over Europe. And I saw the news feeds. They would have jugglers and huge floats and thousands of people in the parade and no one lining the streets. In some countries, people would line the streets, but they would turn their backs on it. This New World Order is like selling a vampire crosses, holy water, and big chains of garlic. They aren't going to buy it. The New World Order is not what the people want. Okay, it's anathema to them. And so all we've got to do is continue to expose these criminals, and they will fall. No matter how invincible and slick their packaging is, it's paper thin. It's rotten and decaying on the inside. All right, let's jam in one call now, and then I'm just going to race through calls when we come back. Tom in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I hope you're doing well today. This is my first time calling into the show, and I just want to thank you for everything that you've brought to my attention, and you're not the only person, but there's really five figures that I wanted to bring up, and you can comment on this if you like, that can help bring awareness to the slave mind, and that's you, David Icke, Jordan Maxwell, Bill Cooper, and George Norrie. And each of them focus on a different sort of stream of information, and they present sort of a different view of this New World Order and what it's going to be and where it comes from and its origination. And then the second part of me calling in is I wanted to find out if you can, you know, flesh this out. When the bankers actually realize that people are moving away from the dollar as a means of trade, when the tax revolts start, and the states actually begin to break away from the U.S. of A., the United States of America, that Barack Obama said in his inauguration speech, we will always be, through noncompliance. And at the breaking point, as far as a percentage of the people that are actually still enslaved in their mind, and the use of military force by these criminals, these mafia feds, that it will actually be futile in maintaining their system of control and domination. And as a follow-up to that even, at what point do you see the elites actually using weapons of mass destruction, like you've mentioned before, neutron bombs, as an outright...
Well, I mean, let's be clear. They've said they will use neutron bombs on us if we try to rebel. Look, I appreciate your call. That is a mountain of important questions. Just to simplify it, I analyze the architecture, the physical, provable, demonstrable architecture of the New World Order. Occasionally we have guests that get into the more esoteric things and what the elite believe in and what they're doing. And then it's just put out there in a secular fashion so people can make a decision about it. It's a sociological, anthropological statement that the elite are Luciferians. Whether you believe in Lucifer or not, they believe in it. And so atheists out there have to face that and then ask themselves why that is. That's in relation, you know, to what I cover versus some of those other people. I'll briefly, when we get back, try to answer the other parts of the question, because it isn't the states seceding from the union. The union has been hijacked. The states are the union. Okay, so we'll explain this very important subtlety when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Took it all away. The names in the middle. The places where you used to play.
It was an inside job. It was an inside job just like it always is. And it's an inside job for us to fix it. It's inside of us. This little island disappeared.
This little island disappeared. While you are looking the other way, they'll take your rights to own your own ideas. And if an inside job, they will say again, your trusted servants have left you unprotected. Was an inside job, talk it all. You think that you're so smart, but you don't have a
until we wake up. I know it's hard to let out the light, to face the truth even about ourselves. But if we don't do it, we'll be slaves. He says it so well right here. Don Henley, Bob Dylan, Willie Nelson, people like that, you don't have to know them personally to know what's in their heart and mind. No, they know the truth. But I'll give you a little inside job knowledge as well. They do know what's going on. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Answering the last caller's question, Tom, and we're going to go through your calls here, Susan, Sean, Rob, Joshua, Mike, and others that are holding. This is the problem. How do I ever get to all your calls? Because the calls are all these complex questions. We're asking what the feds are going to do as the states secede. Now, I want to be clear about this because people get confused by it and then claim that I am being hypocritical or double-faced. That is not, I'm not Janice here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be clear about this. I am not for state secession unless it is an emergency last-ditch effort where the United States has fully been sucked in to the North American Union that's already being merged with via the transatlantic treaty agreement with the European Union. What I am for is the states declaring their inherent sovereignty. It was the states that constituted and created the federal government. And so when states declare sovereignty and say, we're not going to follow your gun laws, we're not going to follow your open borders, we're not going to let the feds come in here and enforce taking people to jail when you set up your national draft and conscription, that is their job. The states created the federal government. That's why it's the United States. And if 35 states got together and said, we are abolishing the federal government, it is law. It is stated in triplicate, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, that that would happen. But you can have states individually say that they're not following what the federal government says. Okay? Now, that's why they love Lincoln so much, and it's a complex case and very serious issue to weigh in on Lincoln. I will just say this. Lincoln set the table for total federalization and control. Then he didn't want Reconstruction to be brutal, so they assassinated him, and the bankers took over. So, see, you could even argue he was a good guy, which he really overall wasn't. But the system of tyranny he set up in the name of righting wrongs, that mechanism was then used to bring us to where we are today, totally dominated by foreign banking powers. Now, the feds will stage terror attacks. I'm sure of that now. They've staged Oklahoma City, 9/11, many other things. They fund real terrorist groups to carry out attacks. Many times these criminal groups don't even know their funding is coming from Western powers, but that's come out even in mainstream news over and over again in hindsight. Because their system is stalling very, very quickly, quicker than they thought it would. People are figuring out what Barack Obama is up to. There is massive awakening taking place. It's buoying to my heart and soul. and to my intellect as I analyze this. But that doesn't mean it's going to be an easy victory against the globalists. We have to expose false flag terror and stage crises, like staging a war with Iran. The globalists don't even need to stage terror attacks. If they attack Iran, Iran has more than 11,000 of one type of missile that has a 300-mile range. They've moved the carriers in close enough to be hit. That's one reason Fox Fallon quit. He said, why are you doing this? Why are you moving us into missile range? Because they want to do Pearl Harbor, folks. And that's why they came out mainstream news. Dick Cheney wanted to have Navy SEALs dressed up like Iranians in fake blue patrol boats attack ships to get that party started. And then they are going to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. They're going to attack Iraq. And the Iranians will not back down. There's now 70 million of them. Their new census has come out, up from 65 million. Back when they had primitive weapons, they're much more advanced now. In an eight-year war with Saddam Hussein, backed by the U.S. and NATO, 350,000 Iraqis died, over 1.5 million Iranians. The Iranians are not the Arabs. And I'm not saying Arabs can't fight. Arabs have courage. They just historically are badly organized militarily, historically. Not the Persians, folks, and they will fight to the death. And it will start World War III. In the end, the globalists would probably win a war with Iran, nuking the daylights out of it and a lot of other things. But Tehran will launch real terror attacks in the United States. The globalists have got their infrastructure in for that. They'll use that crisis to bring in total control. The Iranians have been extremely reserved. 5 years ago, we reported here. 4 years ago, Cy Hirsch from New Yorker reported. A year and a half ago, the White House put out a public statement on whitehouse.gov that the United States was using four Wahhabist groups, another Kurdish group, al-Qaeda groups, one of them headed up by the number three in al-Qaeda. They're Sunni versus the Shiite-backed Iranians to stage terror attacks, attack police stations, blow up school buses, blow up dams, blow up mosque, to elicit an Iranian response. The Iranians have sued the United States. It's been in the Reuters and foreign press. You never hear about it on our news. Until a week and a half ago, Israel admitted in Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, it was also the London Telegraph, openly said, we have hit teams assassinating people in Iran. We have hit teams bombing them and trying to destabilize them and fomenting revolution. An open act of internal war. This would be like if the Iranians were blowing stuff up in the U.S. and England right now. And we would just lay here and take it. And Iran says, you're attacking us. You're trying to destabilize us. And our government says, yes, we are. Just open crime. And people then email me and say, what are you for Iran? You know, they want to kill you. Hey, all I'm telling you is, when Iran rolled over and said, okay, we'll have a non-nuclear weapons program, IAEA, let the inspectors in more than any other nation on earth, the U.S., Israel, and England started saber-rattling and said, now we're not going to let you have any technology, and we're going to put sanctions on you. And Iran, the mullahs then threw in Ahmadinejad, the radical. And then Israel says, we're going to strike you with nukes, and he says, we'll blow your Zionist state off the map. And then it's put out in our news that he said he's going to push Israel into the sea and kill everybody in Israel. He did say something close to that, but they massively exaggerated. The point is that this isn't good for the average person living in England, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Germany. It doesn't matter. But the globalists have the bunkers. The globalists that are in control of Israel, the United States, England, most of the world, they want, as the RAND Corporation has said, to have a world government in place. And to get that, they've got to have a massive worldwide crisis. So a lot of you bought into the rhetoric of let's nuke Iran, let's turn them into a parking lot, and you know, through extension, you feel manly saying that. You're going to end up being in a world war. And they know that through that stress and through the terror attacks, both staged and real, and through all the things that happen, most people may line up and go along with this. And in the process, you will accept the depression and living in a depression while hundreds of thousands of our boys are killed. This is World War III. This is planned. This is set up. And a lot of you out there are going to lose your sons and daughters in this. And most of you are going to lose your houses. And you're going to lose your future. And there's not going to be vacations anymore. There's not going to be going to Mexico anymore. It's collapsing. It's going to be hellish. Now read 1984 and decide, is that how you want to live? There is no right side. Not Iran, not the globalists. They're all evil. And that's how this works. And if you really want to let the eugenicists who control things maneuver the people into this, and if you don't stand up and say no, it's going to get very bad. And the left is going to stand down. They suddenly love war. They suddenly love torture. They suddenly love the Patriot Act. They suddenly love it all. By the way, it's in the news today about home inspections under the new green laws. They're going to be in your house. Folks, this is hell on earth. The people controlling the United States and the world are the very folks that funded Hitler, right out of the Milner Group in England, that funded Lenin and Stalin and Mao. David Rockefeller brags in books he's written in the New York Times, in my film Endgame, that they love Mao Zedong and they put him in power. He killed 80 million people, according to the Chinese government. Mainstream media says 64 million. I don't know. The point is, they are not playing games, suckers. And if you don't stop being suckers, you're in deep trouble. Okay, Susan in Illinois, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Susan.
Well, I've been awake for about 3 months. And the first 2 weeks, I was in shock and cried and felt betrayed. And now I'm pretty much just mad. And but with that, I wanted to remind or tell everybody to go to nationwidechicagoteaparty.com. I don't know if you've heard of it, but there's, you know, a nationwide tea party happening in about 35 cities, people protesting. And I'm really encouraged about that. And the second comment I just had was, I was wondering what your take was about the Pope. What's the Pope's role in the New World Order?
Well, the Catholic Church, and again, I hate to get in here and bash Israel because then it becomes it's about bashing Jews and it's not. Or I hate to bash Iran because then it becomes bashing Iranians and I'm not against Iranians. Or bashing, you know, African dictators and it becomes about bashing, you know, Africans. It's not. I have a lot of Catholic friends. Catholics are good, hardworking, great people. And, you know, just like when Pat Robertson comes out and says, China's doing what it has to do with forced abortions in China and calls for a new world order and says Obama's great and says global warming's real. I'm a Protestant brought up, and my family's Protestant. I'm not bashing Protestants. But there's no doubt that the Catholic Church, under the last pope certainly, and now under Ratzinger, Pope Benedict, openly, I mean, I have the videos.
Yeah, I've seen the videos.
But, I mean, I have videos of all the world leaders of religion around the obelisk in Vatican Square holding hands doing a ritual. And if you believe in Christianity, that's blasphemy.
Yeah.
And Pope John Paul II called for a new world order, world government. The European Union is, and I've researched its roots. The treaty was signed in Rome. It is to be a Holy Roman Empire. That's why Blair, to be an envoy from the EU, converted to Catholicism last year. And it is certainly very, very serious. And they're calling for world ecumenical merger of religion. And it's just right out of Revelations. And that's why so many millions of Catholics are leaving the Catholic Church and you know, setting up their own thing that's more of a conservative Catholic Church, but I'm not here to pass judgment or get into all these religious fights and things. Again, I just lay out what the popes are saying, what they're doing, and it is there. I mean, I've got Catholic Church literature that Catholics send me from Illinois and South Texas and New York and just all over the country where it says guns are bad, you know, turn your guns in, having guns is not of God, and that's, they're on the FEMA payroll too. And we've got all these Methodist and Baptist and Southern Baptist preachers. Well, I mean, you saw them, Catholics, Protestants, everybody at that big thing with Obama where he's conscripting them and he's expanding Bush's faith-based initiatives to pay off the churches and to be, quote, community leaders and to watch their neighborhood. So everybody should ask their preachers or their priest or whatever, their rabbi, their imam, are you working with the government? Asking it nicely. Hey, I heard a lot of preachers are working with FEMA for emergency readiness, and they get real weird and say, how'd you hear about that? And say, oh, well, no, I just heard. I want to help. And then if they act real suspicious, say, hey, I want you to tell me. But a lot of times, if you act friendly about it, they'll go, oh yeah, we're preparing to help America. So it's very, very creepy and very, very evil. And organized religion is basically controlled by the globalist.
Right. Alex, are you encouraged about the Tea Party on Friday? It's this Friday, the 27th.
You know, I heard something about folks having their own protests and demonstrations. It's like in the Fed and all this other spontaneous stuff and groups. And I just think it's wonderful. Just more people doing more, just getting out on the streets and exercising those political muscles is just awesome, Susan. I appreciate your call. Sean, Rob, Joshua, Mike, and others. Continuing with your phone calls. I just love the grab bag. I love the spin the wheel of fortune. And never know what's coming up next, what interesting questions we're going to get from these great callers. So we'll continue with phone calls and then get into Obama's State of the Union, which really wasn't a State of the Union. It was an address to Congress. Get ready for your carbon taxes.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Let's go to Sean in California. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, I nearly fell off my chair when Obama was talking about how he's going to talk to all the governors of the states and hold them accountable for the money they're going to be spending, and somehow he's, like, in charge of the states now, and, you know, maybe somebody needs to remind Obama that we're a republic and that he doesn't get to hold the states accountable for what they spend.
Well, that's right. He's billing the states and also the people. He implied not finishing high school is no longer an option. He was talking about the economy. It's all about the people caused it with the subprime mortgage. The states caused it. You not finishing high school, which are just little induction centers to prison, you caused it. You know, not the government with 30 million illegal aliens bankrupting the states with the welfare and the health care. You know, not the feds taking the state money and sending back 33 cents on the dollar on average with strings attached. Not the federal government paying corporations to move offshore and to outsource. No, it's all your fault. But he'll fix it. He'll hold us accountable. Yeah, I mean, it's the whole speech. I watched most of it last night. We wrote a bunch of notes because we're down to the very end of the Obama deception. We're going to put a few clips in there. And it's just unspeakable. The amount of fraud and lies and just sickening.
Yeah, absolutely. And I implore all the states, all the state governors, don't take the money from the feds. Do not take the money. Just stay away from it because you'll just be under more control.
Well, also what it does, Sean, is he spearheaded with Bush the banker takeover bill, $9.7 trillion now, according to Bloomberg and AP. And they won't say where the money went. And then now, you know, most of the money's going to offshore bank accounts. That's been admitted, even CBS News. So it's all about him. I'm making sure the money's being spent right. I'm the good guy. I'm mad at these CEOs taking these bonuses. We're going to cap their pay. And then you read the order, the executive order, and it actually says they're all exempt. I mean, it's all just cold-blooded fraud. Good to hear from you, Sean. Rob in Canada.
Hello.
Welcome, Rob.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I just wanted to call in. I'm a student of esotericism and these kinds of things, and I just wanted to speak a little bit about modern philosophy to you with regards to some of the ideas. You are familiar with Leo Strauss?
Yes.
Okay. Well, essentially, one of the main
The Chicago
ideas,
School of Business.
That's right, yeah. So anyways, I'm looking at this guy. And one of the main forces behind his ideas is the philosopher Parmenides, if you've heard of him.
Yes.
Who essentially has this idea, or it's a poem that even Plato, one of the former or a Greek philosopher from long back.
Yeah, he was a eugenicist, too. That's where the idea all came from.
Exactly. But, I mean, he's the latest, you know, into the whole idea of aristocracy and the rule.
No, they're for killing the subclasses.
Well, yeah.
They just say, kill everybody but the elite, and then we'll just breed with each other. That's eugenics is 3,000 years old.
Well, that's definitely scary stuff. But essentially the idea that this guy brings out is that there's two different types of truth into reality. The one is essentially public opinion, and the other one is the truth behind that, which is essentially that everything is antagonistic or in some form or another. You know, the world is in strife, and everybody, and this is where this idea of the two poles come in
ethics. Yeah, and that's why, I'm going to hold you over to finish your thought when we come back, but that's why Karl Rove told a group of news reporters, Washington Post, New York Times, he said, look, we're history's actors now, we control reality, we'll change reality next week, and then you will accept that reality, and you will watch and be history's spectators. We are history's actors. And that's why they say there is no carbon tax as they set it up. There is no satellite tracker box by the mile as they set it up. You know, they just are total criminals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.